here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. Darren and Chase here today. Willie will be back with us tomorrow. We say hello to someone who's not been a stranger to our show, Colby Sledge, Metro Councilman, District 17. Colby, how you doing?
Doing great. Great to be back on with you.
Anything going on in your district these days?
Just a little bit. There always is.
My goodness. Probably haven't had much time to sleep these days with everything that's going on in your district.
Well, that tends to have more with more to do with having an 11-month-old than it does with the fairgrounds.
Well, that's a good point. Been there, done that. Right. I certainly can understand. Let's just start very generic. Where is this thing right now today on this Tuesday? Where is all this?
Sure. So where everything is, we are, as your listeners know, everything has been passed regarding the stadium, development, everything happening at the fairground.
Yeah, we did all that with you already.
That's exactly right. So a big part of that had been building new expo facilities to replace the old ones. All those are done, open, doing great. And now we're at the point where the old facilities need to come down for the beginning of the stadium construction. As of right now, there's a contract that was awarded through Metro with an outside demo company that needs to be signed. The mayor doesn't actually physically sign it himself, but he instructs his departments to sign it, and so far he has more or less withheld their signatures in an attempt to renegotiate just about everything regarding the stadium deal.
I keep feeling like this ownership group is doing their part. I'm not on the inner workings like you have a better feel for this, but they keep getting told need more, and they keep saying okay. So why does there continue to be snags, I guess?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. You know, for months, as the mayor came into office, I think he had a very fair question regarding what were going to be the total infrastructure costs at the property. And remember, this is a property that hadn't seen a whole lot of investment for about 60 years. So once he started looking through that, there were some additional infrastructure costs. So he sat down, talked with the team, to my understanding, and that's how we got to this point where the team said, look, we understand. We're going to cover those infrastructure costs, those additional costs. And by the way, we're going to take out any Metro funds that were even potentially going to go into the stadium construction. That's where you get that $54 million more, that total right there. To me, I thought that's when the conversation was over, was regarding the infrastructure costs. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone thought that up until about 3 weeks ago. And then it became about, oh, well, also I want this parcel of land. And, oh, also things need to be done with a 30,000-seat venue for NASCAR. And it seems like the terms have been changing since then.
Do you feel like all the conversations that we've had with you in the past of including racing and soccer, do you feel like that's all still in play? Do you feel like all that can still happen at your site, at that area?
Yeah, I think it could still all happen. The issue right now is, NASCAR came in, or SMI, I should say, came in with a proposal that was just vastly larger from a footprint standpoint than really was feasible. And I had a conversation with them and several others did to say, hey, trim this back. Get something that's a little more workable, but we're interested in talking.
Can I stop you real quick right there, Colby?
Yeah, yeah.
When you say vastly, are you talking about the track being, they want 60,000? I don't know. Are you talking about numbers? Or are you talking about
stuff
attendance
around it?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand.
So they wanted a venue that essentially would expand the grandstand to the point that it was actually going to take over park space that
okay.
we had just created.
Okay.
And it also was going into this thing we know now as Parcel 8C. And so myself and other people in Metro said, look, we've already gone through that conversation. You need to kind of stay within the footprint of the track and let's talk through what the possibilities are there. They seemed initially willing to have that conversation. but they have since gone dark on basically all of us except for the mayor's office. So Fair Board rep hasn't heard from them in months. I haven't heard from them in months. Their lobbyist reached out to me for the first time in months last week while I was trying to get a legal opinion on all this stuff going on. So it's the communication there has been close to zero, and it's really the exact opposite of the very public conversations we had regarding the soccer stadium.
No doubt about it. Kobe Sledge on the line with us. Metro Councilman, District 17, this is Colby's area. And that's interesting because when the awards banquet was moved to Nashville and they just did it for the first time, and we went over there and did the show at the Music City Center, and we talked to all the heads of NASCAR and drivers and anybody associated with the sport, they're like, we want to come to Nashville, Nashville, Nashville. Now, that's all they could say. And you would think that it would be gung-ho, and they would be blowing your phone up or emailing you every day, and you're painting kind of just the opposite picture with SMI.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, the funny thing is, you know, in reading through media reports, right, which is basically the communication I see from SMI these days, it seems like the drivers get it a lot better than the management and ownership do. It seems like they understand kind of what's being asked, what Nashville wants to see from something like this. And sometimes I wonder, you know, if this negotiation was more with the drivers than it was with the management, we'd probably have a better outcome by now. But that's not how the world works.
Can you help dodo brains like us who do not understand? You even brought it up. I was going there. Parcel 8C. What the heck is Parcel 8C that we've read so much about and heard so much about?
Well, sure. So it's actually an old fairgrounds building sits currently in that area. It's a little more than 2 acres of that 10-acre mixed-use development site. And the mayor wants it to be a plaza instead of having a building on it. I mean, if that sounds kind of ridiculous, it's because it is. That we're having that conversation about such a massive project that has an incredibly positive impact on the city, that it has come down to how do you design this little piece of land. And I will note, nothing about that parcel or anything else would preclude demolition from starting. And I think that's what you heard from the Fair Board today, and what you're hearing from a lot of people is there's no reason to keep these current buildings upright when we know the stadium's going to happen. We know that those buildings aren't going to be used. We should be taking steps forward so we can continue this conversation, and it's just not happening.
Councilman Colby Sledge is with us here on Darren Donick and Chase District 17, which is, of course, that area that we're talking about. So as I try and wrap my head around all of this, you know, I've said it on the show. You may have heard me say I'm a huge NASCAR fan. I'd love to see NASCAR in Nashville. But I would love to see the soccer stadium that was promised now almost 2 years ago to get built as well. I feel like there is space for everybody to be happy and to get everything. But now it almost feels that this has become a NASCAR versus soccer debate conversation. And I feel like that's just detrimental to the city.
Yeah, totally agree. Right. I don't think anybody wants to have that conversation where we're pitting, you know, people who enjoy one sport versus another. And I've actually heard from a lot of racing fans who've said, look, I've got nothing against the stadium. I actually want it to occur. I just would like for us to have this conversation about NASCAR too. And truthfully, I think that's where most people are. They're saying this isn't an either or, this is a potential for both. But we all know we've had this conversation about the stadium. Let's go ahead and get that thing going while we still have this talk about NASCAR. I truly believe that's where we should be. We should be starting the stadium construction while having a productive conversation about NASCAR. I don't know why one is being held hostage for the other, and I don't think it reflects well on us as a city.
So let me clarify. Let's just say tomorrow, for argument's sake, everything is a go with the stadium. They can start the demolition and then ultimately start building the stadium. And the NASCAR conversation is on hold for now. And they get it going, the process. That doesn't mean that the whole NASCAR conversation is dead, though. There still would be room. It's just that little parcel of land that you're talking about that's holding this up.
Yeah, and even then, I mean, we get back to the conversation really where we were 6 months ago, which is, hey, you got to work on this footprint. Come to us with some different options, and then talk to us about community impact, because that's always going to be part of the conversation. If we could get back to that place and work with the demo and get the stadium construction going, that's where we have a productive conversation. And quite frankly, that's where we'll have a public conversation so that people can have the same level of input that they had on the soccer stadium.
How much, because you mentioned SMI, which for those of you listening, Speedway Motorsports Incorporated, Bruton Smith, his company, they run the Bristol Motor, or own the Bristol Motor Speedway. So they are involved in these conversations. But how much has the governing body of NASCAR actually been involved in this, if at all?
To my knowledge, not much at all. I mean, typically it has been SMI who's been coming with this proposal. And the problem is, again, that they've been having these closed-door meetings with the mayor's office, and they're not talking to anybody else. They're not talking to, not talking to the fair board or its executive director. They're not talking to the council. I don't know if they're even talking to the team. I mean, the Nashville SC ownership group. It appears that they think they can work this deal out behind closed doors, where there would absolutely have to be a voting process about this. And the more people are left in the dark, the more questions it raises.
So, and I don't know what kind of conversations you've had with MLS, but I know we've seen, you know, statements from Nashville SC, from MLS. I have to imagine, though, the frustration with them is starting to grow, because they awarded the franchise. The franchise is going to start play at Nissan Stadium here in a few weeks. So what sense are you getting out of MLS?
I mean, the sense I get from talking with the team and folks associated with MLS is everybody's extremely frustrated, and I think kind of reflect the confusion and frustration of people here in the city, which is we don't understand why it's at this point. You know, how did we get here when we had this public conversation, we had the votes, and we worked through every, you know, avenue that was supposed to be worked through. So I get it. I mean, I understand and reflect in a lot of ways their frustration. But MLS is frustrated. There's no doubt about it.
Colby, I feel like as many conversations as we've had about you, if this actually does happen, which it's going to, but when we finally get to that point, I think the next conversation should be in studio, and maybe we pop a bottle of champagne.
Yes, I will. I will take you up on that for sure.
My goodness! Thanks for your time as always, and hopefully we'll have some closure on this someday, very, very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
All right. Thanks, that Colby. Is Colby Sledge, Metro Councilman, and I'm serious. How long have we been talking about this with him?
It's what, 2 years, 3 years?
I've lost track of how long this has been dragging.
Because this
on.
All started when Megan Berry was still in office as the mayor, and obviously we've now gotten two since her. So it's been going on for forever, and we thought it was done.
Well, we thought many times it was done, and then it would have a new layer.
They've already built the new buildings that they're replacing.
Like I said, maybe one day we'll be able to pop some champagne when this thing is over and it actually happens. But I don't know. I just feel like this is just going on and on and on and on.
I have a thought that I want to put out there when we come back.
Okay, we'll do that to close out the third hour of Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.